The annual Texas Champion Homemade Ice Cream Freeze-Off is coming up soon as a part of Dairy Festival. It's put on by the Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber President Meredith Cadell talked ice cream with Enola Gay on KSST's Good Morning Show Friday morning.
Strawberry always seems to be in the top somewhere. In the top one, two, or three, there always seems to be a strawberry that falls in there. Tanya Ross has always made a great strawberry, creamy strawberry, I think is what she calls it. So we see that a lot. We always have a lot of people that ask for peach, which we've not... There's usually maybe one peach, and sometimes maybe one of the kids will make a peach. I love to make peach ice cream. And then we were just talking about Tex used to make that orange...
Orange dreamsicle or something like
that. Something like that. Yeah. All I know is one year I found that in the judges' bowls, like afterwards. I never get to eat ice cream, but I found it left over, and I wanted to lick the bowl. It was the best ice cream. So that, and then, there's just always such good ones. Last year, Carly Pinson made fire and ice that was just delicious. A key lime pie I seem to remember from last year that was... yummy. And then Mary Ellen Hoybook has made a ton. She can't remember if she did it last year or not. She and her sister used to make ice cream all the time, and they always came up with like triple chocolate ripple rapture or something. There was always some cool name, you know, for their ice cream and stuff. So I don't know. It's always fun to see what recipes come in. I talked to the girls at from the Smiley Tooth, and they made ice cream last year. I think they may have made bubble gum. And this year they're working on a flavor that they told me tastes like after you've eaten a bowl of cereal, you know, you drink the milk.
Yeah.
And the flavor of their new ice cream tastes just like that. So they're excited to fix that. But I can't tell what cereal it is. So.
Okay.
But anyway, so people are getting excited about it. I hope that people will go ahead and register. If they register early, we enter them for prizes, you know, gift cards to different places in town and stuff. And which the main reason for doing that is it just makes it easier on the chamber because we do all the paperwork and we have signs that we make for everybody to put on their table to say what their name is, what their number is, as well as what type of ice cream they have. So if they register early before the 8th of June, they get entered for prizes and it makes it a lot easier on those of us who are putting on the event.
Okay. Now, it doesn't cost anything to enter.
No, it's free to enter. And ice cream is really not, I mean, it's not that expensive to make. I mean, milk and eggs and sugar and whatever ingredient you want to put in and maybe a little Eagle Brand milk, and that's pretty much it. And people seem to think homemade ice cream, it's amazing how many people have never made homemade ice cream. And it is so not difficult. I made some on Monday. I got up in the morning and my kids said, Mom, we want some banana ice cream. And so I mashed me up some bananas and threw it in the freezer.
Whenever you're kind of in the mode of doing it, you know, it isn't that hard. It's not like a big project. You've got to take all this stuff out and get ready for.
No, it's easy. And nowadays, as you have electric mixers, you know, it takes 20 to 30 minutes for the thing to freeze up. And it's just, and then you're ready to go. I mean, literally, I started making mine, I think, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And at 4 o'clock, we were eating homemade banana ice cream. I mean, that's literally how quick it takes. It just does, it's easy, and people need to enter. We have good prizes. They get cash prizes. We do first, second, and third place for big dips, which is anyone over 13 or over. They get $75, $50, or $25 if they win. And then if they've won in super, if they've won before, they're in the super scoop category. And we give $100 for first place and I think $50 for second place. So you don't have to pay anything to enter, and you can win money, which is even better.
KSST News.